This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, children of all ages, you have done it. You have made it through the off season. You have made it through week zero. And today, week one of the college football season is here. Football kicks off at 5:30 this afternoon. We have games into the evening. We have games stacked up tomorrow. 17 games tomorrow night. Then Saturday at noon, we got Ohio State, Texas. We got games all the way into the evening. Clemson, LSU, and then on Sunday, Atlanta, Georgia. Becomes college football central because playing in primetime in Atlanta, Georgia, the South Carolina Gamecocks, the Hokies of Virginia Tech, the only game in the window, Gamecocks, the eyes of America will be upon you. And who better to bring in, to discuss, to break down, to talk about that game than a young lady in Columbia, South Carolina, who covers the Gamecock Athletic Department for the Greenville News. She joins us every Thursday at 8 a.m. to talk a little USC sports and now in season USC football. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Lulu Kessin here on the show. Lulu, are you rested up? Did you get a few siestas? Do you have a stack of Red Bulls ready to roll because it's football week, ma'am?
Hi. Yes, I'm very excited. No Red Bulls. Not really my thing, but I'm pumped up and I'm very excited the season's finally officially here.
You a coffee person or are you like a fancy coffee person?
No, a very basic coffee addict.
Yeah. I respect it. Let's jump into this, Lulu Kessin, and I want to start with just a couple of days ago. I was at the house and I heard this very loud noise, this sound, and I was trying to figure out what it was. And then I realized it was a sigh of relief from Shane Beamer because Russell Faison had his waiver approved and he can play football now, RB1. So, number one, walk us through the last handful of days, whatever it is you know about it, the approval of the waiver for Faison, A, and B, since it took so long to get that waiver approved, is he fully ready to go? Is he going to be primary RB1 on Sunday? Will he have a split load with guys like Attaway? What does the run game look like on Sunday now that Faison got the waiver approved?
Yes. So Shane Heard, Shane got the honor of getting to FaceTime Faison, who was already home from practice and taking a nap. He calls him, wakes him up, and he's like, I just got told your waiver got approved, and Faison, apparently, all he was doing was just thanking Beamer for, like, sticking by his side through the process and for all the help the compliance office did to make it happen. Immediately, nothing sort of changed football-wise because, as Faison told us yesterday, he always believed that he was getting cleared and had it in his head because he said, if I don't get cleared, I just have to deal with it. But if I do get cleared and I wasn't prepared, then that's where things sort of kind of might hit the fan. So he said he plays a lot of football in his head, and to some degree it was hard to maybe not get too excited or get, you know, five steps ahead not knowing. But he believed in himself sort of this entire time, and his teammates all said that, let's see, he got cleared Monday, so it would have been the end of last week. He walked into practice and just had like a different sort of like pep in his step, and a lot of people were like saying that they could tell it was good energy knowing he was going to get cleared. I don't know if some players are just trying to say that they're psychic or something, but a lot of people are very, very, very excited for him, and his teammates all seemed super amped up.
Love to hear that. So we know that he has been eligible to practice for the last couple of weeks. But I also know, if you're Shane, even if you were hoping against hope and nothing but relentless optimism, believing that he was going to be approved and able to play, at the same time, I think obviously you've got to give guys that maybe pressed up a spot on the depth chart, like Attaway, the opportunity to get some Team 1 reps in practice. Has he been taking snaps with the first team offense? Is he ready to roll as RB1 on Sunday?
Well, I think the thing with the running back specifically is that Shane knows he has a lot more depth and was pretty clear from the jump that it wasn't going to be like last year where it was the Rocket Sanders show. So I think that both Attaway and Faison have been getting a fair amount of reps with the first offense. Who is more dominant on Sunday, I can't predict right now. But I was sort of thinking in that same, I guess, way. And one, Oscar Attaway was probably the most vocal advocate for Faison getting cleared and also celebrating it. But I do think that they have, although they're both expected to play, I think they bring different skill sets that I imagine Shane will lean into one way or the other. Do I think Faison will play a little bit more on Sunday? No, because I think that it'll probably be mainly Attaway unless Faison goes out there and has just a much better game.
Lulu Kesson from the Greenville News joins us every Thursday at 8 a.m. to talk Gamecock athletics. All right, here's the take that I issued yesterday, Lulu. We were having a discussion about the importance of the games this weekend for Clemson and South Carolina. And what I said about the Gamecocks was, I think you have to make a statement out of the gate. You're a better team than Virginia Tech. You cannot go out there and win the game. Like, you need to cover. You need to have a big number up on the board. And the reason why is back seven games are tough as hell. And I think South Carolina is a good enough team that they could realistically be the first 9-3 team to get an at-large bid if they do not win the Southeastern Conference, which I'm not banking on. However, for that to happen, to be the first 9-3 team to get an at-large bid, I think they've got to have a bunch of big exclamation points on the resume that the selection committee would look at the end of the year. And I think you have to start that in week one out of the gate. Get the eyes turned to you when you have an exclusive time slot on Sunday so that the folks in the selection committee, even though they will not make their first votes until November, are going, damn, that team over in Columbia, South Carolina is pretty good. What weight do you put on this game on Sunday?
Yeah, I agree. And I think a lot of, I don't want to say like what Shane was complaining about, but what Shane was frustrated about, especially with the data points aspect of the selection committee, like he had no argument because of things that happened in the earlier parts of last season, the LSU game, the Ole Miss loss, Alabama even. So I think that it's not just starting off. There's so much significance on why South Carolina needs to win week one, why they need to beat Virginia Tech, why they need to dominate, you know, from the first quarter. But especially recognizing, okay, last year we repeatedly said earlier mistakes that we've now learned from, you know, kind of came back to bite us, which is, you know, unfortunate. We get it, but we've learned from it. So although it's a new team, like, you have to start off with the schedule really, really well week one, in my opinion. So I think it holds similar significance to exactly what you said.
Lulu Kessin joining us here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. We'll get into some more of the specifics, Lulu, but I did want to get to Lenora Sellers. This has been really interesting, at least to me, for the past couple of days. Obviously, Lenora Sellers has gotten a ton of discussion as he is one of the four or five shortest odds to win a Heisman. Folks around the South Carolina program are very much in belief that this guy could be in the discussion for best Gamecock quarterback, maybe ever, one of the best SEC quarterbacks in a very long time. But I've also seen the last couple of weeks, the detractors have started to grow. I saw Any Given Saturday put up an article yesterday where they quoted an SEC coach is allegedly saying he's Anthony Richardson, freak athlete, but is he a good quarterback? Have you seen the same thing? What is the reason for that? And is there any part of you that believes Lenora Sellers has more to prove out of the gate for this football team?
I think for sure. And something that frustrates me about some South Carolina fans that and how they were reacting to Mike Shula was people acted like Mike Shula saying that Lenora Sellers can improve on seeing the field a little bit better before taking off meant that he wanted to change every single thing about Sellers and take away his, you know, his God-given assets and things like that. Like, that's crazy. I do think that Lenoris is probably the first to say that he could have seen receivers downfield a little bit earlier, a little bit better, and that because he was so dang good at escaping pressure and scrambling, he depended on it. And obviously a lot of those game-winning plays wouldn't be possible if he didn't have that mindset. But I think that if Sellers is in this for the long run, meaning he wants an NFL career, he's recognizing that the people around him want him, his game to still improve. And that's, I mean, he put up great numbers in terms of passing yards, but I think that a next step for him and something that he can prove is, okay, I'm just as comfortable throwing the ball as I am making crazy plays. And it comes with wide receiver talent, which I think he has more of this year. So again, sort of speaking to expectations and the weight of the game, I think that sort of the excuses maybe with the whole wide receiver and, you know, passing game as a whole are sort of, he can't use them as much this year because he knows, you know, a solid core of them really, really well. And towards the end of the year, had great synergy. So will that carry through? I think that's sort of on him to decide.
Lulu Kessin here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. All right, let's flip it over and look at this game on Sunday, Lulu Kessin, before we get into the specifics of it. What's your 36,000-foot view? What are the couple of Lulu Kessin keys to the game? Oh, you got a K last name. That's great. What are Kessin's keys to the game?
I think adaptability is one, because this is a very new Virginia Tech team in the sense of a lot of their players are transfers. And so similar to South Carolina last year, like, you don't know what you're going to get week one. So as Shane said, he was watching like tape on just their offense alone, like wide receivers, like six different schools just to see where they played before to kind of piece everything together, which is part of coaching. But he was sort of just making a point of there's a lot of unknowns about this offense, especially. So South Carolina, as best they can prepare, they need to understand there's going to be things that surprise them. Assertion, similar to, I always point to the LSU game when South Carolina scored on the opening drive, like that has to be the mentality going forward, and they can't, you know, sit back and wait to see how teams attack them. Obviously Sellers has to be Sellers, but more so not Superman like the Clemson game, but just steady and consistent, similar to A&M and Missouri, and ride the waves. And I think ball security is a huge point of improvement that this team has talked about over the last year. And what better way to show you're better at protecting the ball than doing it well week one?
No doubt about it. I think that what is interesting on the other side of this is Brent Pry, I absolutely think, is probably on the hottest hot seat outside of maybe Tony Elliott at Virginia. in the ACC, Lulu Kessin. So I think this is maybe a bit of a desperate Virginia Tech team to some degree. What, whether it's the perspective of something that they do exceptionally well or something that you think South Carolina will need to work on that could be a weakness here, if Virginia Tech was to upset the Gamecocks and I think spoil their season before it even gets going, what would Virginia Tech do to pull that off? Whether it is something you think they do well, the Gamecocks can't counter, or something that you think the Gamecocks are maybe not quite there yet to stop?
Ooh, good. That's a good question. I think that easy answer would be like, oh, they somehow just completely get in Sellers' head and are there anytime he tries to do basically anything well within his comfort zone. But I would lean honestly more towards just taking advantage of a defense that's fresh. I do think South Carolina's defense has a lot of really great players, but obviously when you lose a lot, there's growing pains. And if Virginia Tech just sort of continues to expose the defense and maybe one player or one area consistently, I could see South Carolina and the new offensive coordinator not being able to sort of bounce back from that immediately. Do I think that's going to happen? No. But if I had to sort of look at what, it, like you said, a very, very hungry sort of, I have nothing to prove in this game, Virginia Tech team, or I have nothing to lose, excuse me, a lot to prove. I could see maybe it being a mental thing where South Carolina just wasn't ready yet.
Lulu Kessin here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate, getting ready for South Carolina taking on Virginia Tech Sunday to get their season off and running. Lulu Kessin, let's go on the record. Time for week numero uno prediction, projection, prognostication. Who you got? What's the score looking like?
I published 24-14. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think that it, but I also don't think it's going to be like ODU last year where it was like 21-19 and everyone's like, holy crap, like that's insanely close. I do think South Carolina pulls away in the second half and there's sort of a comfortable energy that they're working with in the fourth quarter for sure.
Lulu Kessin here on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. She joins every Thursday at 8 a.m. to talk Gamecock athletics. Lulu Kessin, are you headed to Atlanta, or are you going to pop this one on the big screen at the crib and be comfy?
I will be in Atlanta. I leave Saturday, and then, yeah, I'm very excited. I've not really spent a lot of time in Atlanta, so I'm very excited.
Oh, dude, you need recommendations, hit me up. I love the ATL. You're going to love that stadium. It is absolutely a world-class facility. And I hate the Atlanta Falcons, so saying something nice about them takes a lot out of me, Lulu. You're going to have a ball.
Yeah, well, I was home for like 1 second and I saw a shirt that said live every day, have the mentality of it's 3/28 with the reference to the Falcons-Patriots Super Bowl. So,
Lulu,
I don't, yeah.
28-3 jokes are literally never going to get old. They're gonna be yeah. Funny until the day I die.
I'm glad. Well, I'm glad I didn't start your morning off on the wrong foot with that then.
Never do. Lulu Kessin. Follow her on X at Lulu Kessin, K-E-S-I-N. She'll be at the game on Sunday. She'll be back with us next Thursday to break down whatever happened and get you all set up for week two. Lulu Kessin, you are the best. Appreciate you. Have a ball in the ATL. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. I'll see you guys next week.
Yes, you will. Lulu Kessin from the Greenville News every single Thursday at 8 a.m. When we come back, we're going to talk about some stuff. There's a lot of stuff that we got to talk about. So when we come back, let's talk about some stuff, including what I mentioned to Lulu, an SEC coach doubting Lenoris. What does he have to prove on Sunday? We'll talk about that next on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to Lulu Kessin of the Greenville News for joining us in the last segment of the radio program. If you missed that interview, you can go back and listen to it on demand when the show is over. Go back, pick up the third hour of the show. I forgot it was 8 o'clock. Go back, pick up the third hour of the show, download it, and you can listen to our conversation with Lulu Kessin.
But that's not the only way you can do it. You can also... hit the rewind.
It's also true. Grab the Audacy app. AUDACY. It is faux free on your digital device of choice. Go to the Fan Up Stay page. Click the heart icon so it always shows up on the front page. You can not only listen to this show live, but you can listen to Writer Than You and then the Rich Eisen Show and then Wire to Wire and then BetMGM Tonight and our wonderful overnight program, including the Pat Boyle Show from bleep you o'clock in the morning until 6 a.m. And with the audio rewind feature, you can just say, yeah, I'd like to go back to 8 o'clock when Rob Brown had Lulu Kessin on the show and get Lulu's thoughts. Somebody who covers the team boots on the ground style in Columbia will also be in Atlanta, Georgia on Sunday and hear what she had to say. Go to the Audacy app, pardon me, and it is right there for you. Now, the conversation all season long has been about Lenore Sellers over at South Carolina, what he accomplished last year, what folks hope he accomplishes this year, and the fact that I have said a number of times, if the South Carolina Gamecocks, and I do believe this to be true, want to be in the college football playoffs this year. Lenore Sellers will have to be a Heisman finalist. I think those go hand in hand. If the Gamecocks of South Carolina are alive in the college football playoff bracket, Lenore Sellers will be in the Heisman Trophy running. He will be in New York City at least as a finalist. If Lenoris does not catch an invite to New York City at the end of the year, then I do not think the South Carolina Gamecocks will catch an invite to the playoffs. I think that those two things are hand in hand. I think you cannot have one without the other. And I say that as somebody who honestly hopes Clemson and South Carolina both make it. I hope that he and Cade Klubnik are both in New York at the end of the year because I'll make more money, and I'm a big fan of that. Money over everything when it comes to Rob hates my team. Rob loves the other team. No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. He loves money. More than he likes or dislikes your team, he likes money. So, with that being said, I think those two things have to go hand in hand. If Lenoris has a Heisman-caliber season, the Gamecocks could very well be in the college football playoff. And I've already given you the pathway to that. You're either going to have to go 10-2 against a ridiculously hard schedule, and you will be, I think, unless you are just in the SEC Conference Championship game. If you are 10-2 at the end of this year, whether you are in that game or not, if you're 10-2, I think you will be in the college football playoffs. I think realistically, I've already said the ceiling for this team is 9-3. That being said, 9-3 does not exclude you from the college football playoffs. I think that South Carolina, against the schedule that they are up against this year, 9-3 could open the door to becoming the first 9-3 team to catch an at-large invitation to the expanded college football playoffs. But you have to start 5-0 for that to happen. If you do not start 5-0, I do not think that I would be comfortable saying you are a good enough team to go 6-1 down the stretch to be 5-2. You may even have to be better than that. I don't know. I don't think you're that good. The issue here is you're a better football team than you've been in a long time. But you ain't Texas, you ain't Georgia, you ain't Ohio State yet. Right? Not yet. So, if you are going to get there, you need to be successful for a few years at the level you can be this year. And that does not necessarily require a playoff take. But if you are going to get there, as mentioned, I think Lenore Sellers has got to be a Heisman Trophy finalist. So the conversation nationally has been about Lenore Sellers. Lot of dudes on the BetMGM network that I work with that have got Lenore Sellers to win the Heisman bets out there as in college football's football season future. So that's interesting in and of itself. What is also interesting, and I mentioned this to Lulu Kesson in the last segment, I have seen over the past handful of, let's say, days, a spike in the number of Lenoris Sellers detractors. People who do not have a connection to South Carolina, who have been saying, I'm out on Lenore Sellers. Tomorrow on the show, we go behind enemy lines. Because tomorrow on the show, I do have Adam Epstein, who covers the Virginia Tech Hokies up in Charlottesville, Virginia. He's coming on the show. And yesterday, I got the chance to do a recorded interview with Matt Moscona, who is a host, on ESPN Radio Den in Baton Rouge to talk about the Tigers. Welp, I did ask Matt, as he has become kind of a college football influencer over the past couple of years, I asked for his opinion on Lenore Sellers and the Gamecocks. And Moscano said, I think he's an athlete. I don't think he's as good as everybody's making him out to be. Now, he's an LSU guy, not a Clemson guy. Of course, there is, after last year, I would argue, the potential for LSU-South Carolina to kind of become a bit of a baby rivalry this year. You got LSU on the books this year. So, he said, I think he's a fantastic athlete. I do not think that he is a top-tier quarterback. He said he believes that the two quarterbacks playing on Saturday night, Cade Klubnik and Garrett Nussmeier, he said, I believe they're the best two quarterbacks in the country with Arch Manning a very close third place. We'll see. There's an article up on SaturdayDownSouth.com. And I like Saturday Down South. I check it with some regularity. I will also point that Saturday Down South does regularly have what I would consider hot take articles on their website. Hey, man, you get paid by the click, not the take. But there is an article up right now by a gentleman by the name of Luke Greco that he popped up yesterday a.m. after the show ended. And in it, he writes, quote, Adam Rittenberg talked with coaches, and this is it does come from an ESPN feature. But quoted in that article is an SEC coach anonymously. And that coach said, quote, I can't get behind the Lenora Sellers hype. He reminds me of Anthony Richardson. And I know Anthony Richardson went fourth overall in the draft. Physically, he's a freak. But is he a great quarterback? End quote. And the gut reaction I had when I read that article yesterday, both Rittenberg's, who I've had on Bet for the Cycle many times, and I think he's got very good takes, both Rittenberg's and Luke Greco's. The response I had was, oh God, hot take time. Here we go. But the more I thought about it, I think the detractors popping up might be good. It might be a good thing for two reasons. Number one, I don't think he needs it based on the interviews, based on the sound clips, based on everything I've heard. I don't think he needs it. But maybe it's not a bad thing that Lenora Sellers has some bulletin board material out there. Number two, I think it might actually be a fair question to ask. Now, I'm in on the Lenora Sellers hype. Again, Rob Brown has a bet ticket out right now for Lenora Sellers not to win, to be invited. I do have a ticket on him to win it too, but I have a separate ticket just on him at about half the odds to be invited to the Heisman Trophy celebration as a finalist. But I think it is fair to ask the question. Last year, it could be argued that to some degree, Lenora Sellers was sneaking up on guys. Lenora Sellers was not necessarily known. This year, ain't nobody sleeping on Lenora Sellers. Even if guys like the coach quoted in this article say, I'm not in, in fact, I'm actually out. He's not sneaking up on anybody. Even if you go, he's just a freak athlete, not a great quarterback, he's still got to be able to stop a freak athlete at quarterback or he'll run all over you. So, a little bulletin board for material for Lenora Sellers. But I also think it is a fair question. Without the ability to sneak up on defenses this year, will Lenora Sellers have the same impact? And you better hope he does. And you better hope he does right out of the gate on Sunday. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So it became a big enough story yesterday that I wanted to bring it back up today, mainly because it ended, well, the show ended yesterday as this story was breaking. The Carolina Panthers have traded Adam Thielen to the Minnesota Vikings for what effectively amounted to a fourth round pick. The knee-jerk reaction on the air yesterday was, I hate this pick. Or this trade, pardon me. I hate this trade because initially, and again, you have to acknowledge, knee-jerk reaction. The knee-jerk reaction to me was, I do not think that the security that Adam Thielen brings to the table, even at 35 years old, I do not think that the security he brought to the game, that the consistency he brought to the offense is less valuable than a fourth round pick for the Carolina Panthers moving forward. Now, part of the reason that I was there was because the financial deal had not been, the compensation outside of the draft picks had not been disclosed. Primarily the agreement on who was going to pay Adam Thielen's salary this year. Because there are trades like this one sometimes that are made where the team who is trading away the player for whatever reason will agree to take on 20, 25, 50, 60, 70% of the remaining annual salary of that player. And that's usually done if they need a roster spot or they get better draft capital in return for eating up some of the salary so that the salary counts against your cap, not against the other teams. Well, the Minnesota Vikings have agreed to pick up the remaining annual salary of Adam Thielen from the Minnesota Vikings or from the Carolina Panthers, which adds that back into the Panthers' salary cap room for next year. That matters because next year is expected to be a pretty good crop of free agents. It is my belief that Trey Hendrickson will indeed be a free agent next year. It is my belief that if he's not this year, and I do think he will be this year, but if he's not this year, Micah Parsons will be a free agent next year. That is unless Jerry Jones decides that it is more important to win his personal dispute with Micah Parsons than it is to win football games, then they might hit the franchise tag on Micah Parsons. But I got to believe, and maybe this is my mistake, I got to believe even Jerry would look and go, no, we need that. Like, we'll need that. We can't do that. So the point is there's going to be some free agents, some good free agents next year. And Adam Thielen's salary going back into the pot to be utilized next year is a big asset for Carolina. However, I still stand on Adam Thielen's value to the Carolina Panthers. What Adam Thielen brings to the table for the Carolina Panthers may be still more valuable unless they do use that money to get a big-time free agent this offseason. If they were to bring in a Trey Hendrickson, if they were to bring in a Micah Parsons, then I would immediately say, okay, because I do not think a Super Bowl is in play this year. But if they can use Thielen's salary to get a big-name free agent, then I think I would look and say this trade is the right move. Here's where I've landed ultimately. After the knee-jerk reaction yesterday, after posting a social media video about it right after the show, I will own it because I've changed my tune a little. Here's where I've landed on this story, this trade. I think we have to let it play out before we decide if it was good or bad. And unfortunately for Dave Canales and Dan Morgan, and I asked the question, was this Morgan's first miss? Unfortunately for Dan Morgan and Dave Canales, GMs and head coaches are regularly graded with hindsight, not in the moment. I think in the moment, you can make the argument, good trade because you get Thielen's remaining salary back against the cap next year. You get a fourth rounder, and the Panthers have had some limited, not a ton, but some success with fourth round picks over the years. Chandler Zavala's on the team, important piece this year. He was a fourth round pick. I think you get some value, but the question mark is going to be, what do you do with it? Because if you go next year and you do not get a big name free agent, and what is the primary reason? With good cap space available, what is the primary reason you would not get a big name free agent? Because you stink. Because guys don't want to come play for you because you're not a good football team and they want to win. That is where the Thielen value was for this year. The Thielen value this year was, this is a transformative year for the Carolina Panthers. This is a transformative year. This is the year that Carolina, if you want to be an NFC contender in the next 2 or 3 years, this is the year you have to prove it. I'm not saying you have to be a contender this year. I'm saying this is the year you have to start showing guys that will be free agents next year that you are not a joke of a franchise anymore. This is the year you have to win. 9, 8, hell, 7 games would be a big improvement. This is the year you have to win. Even if you don't win, you've got to be wildly competitive so that guys like Trey Hendrickson look and they go, maybe I'm the piece. Maybe I'm the piece that takes them from 7 to 10. Maybe I'm the piece that takes them from second in the South to first in the South and hosting in the playoffs. Maybe. This is the year where you need Bryce Young to be able to show the National Football League, I am not just a good enough quarterback, I am a franchise quarterback. I am a guy that you keep on the team for a long time and you build around for that entire time. How do you do that? With Adam Thielen, right? Like with the most productive piece of your passing game of the past 2 seasons in a row. I understand your wide receiver room, assuming optimism here, is upgraded. Teteroa McMillan looked like the right pick in the preseason. Will it translate to the regular season? Hope so. Xavier Leggett has looked, again, even with a drop or two in the preseason, has still looked better. And the chemistry's there. Jimmy Horn Jr. looks like a dude. Bryson got the pick over Hunter Renfrow. And I think the reason why is twofold. Bryson Treme got the pick over Hunter Renfrow, number one, because he's got gas on the outside, and number two, he's a special teams ace. You can put him out there on special teams, and he can contribute, even if he's only getting limited snaps at the wide receiver role. if all that turns out to be the case, you've got a good wide receiver room. However, unless one of those guys, and maybe it is Teterell McMillan, maybe that's what Dave Canales sees. Unless one of those guys is able to replace not the catches, not the yards, not the touchdowns of Adam Thielen, is able to replace Adam Thielen as the guy that BY knows, trust, whatever, then I don't think the value you added is there. Because if this team comes out this year and they go 4-13, 5-12, if this team comes out this year and they do not like look like a team that has definitively and objectively look better than they have last year or the last 2 years, then the spot you're going to find yourself in is a spot where all that nice salary cap money from Adam Thielen getting paid by the Vikings this year doesn't matter. Doesn't matter because no big free agents are going to want to come there. If you end up in a spot where you are not objective and measurably better this year, then the guys whose contracts are up next year are going to want out because they're going to go, that's it. That was our shot to be good, and we're not. I want out. I want to go somewhere I can be good. I think it's detrimental. So the landing spot on the Adam Thielen trade for me was very simply this. I think we got to sit back and watch what happens. If the wide receiver room this year replaces Adam Thielen and Bryce Young does not miss a step picking up this year where he left off last year in terms of numbers, in terms of efficiency, in terms of statistics, all the things that have me gushing over here about my special baby boy, BY. If all those things are there, if Carolina improves and wins, if during the next offseason with that cap room, the Carolina Panthers are able to secure the services of one of the big or two of the big name free agents, and if this team wins the year after that, like wins the year after that, then I think we look back at this trade of Adam Thielen and we go, Dan Morgan did not miss. Dan Morgan got it right. But if this offense takes a step back this year, if it is very clear to those of us that know ball that Bryce Young's loss of his security blanket impacts him negatively, then I think at that point we will look at it and say, yep, it was a Morgan miss. Because you have to improve this year in order to be, I think, ultimately competitive next year. And if you are not competitive this year, if you do not show the league that the turnaround is no joke, and you don't do that because baby boy BY doesn't have his guy out there to get the rock to, then I think you will look back at this trade in a couple of years and go, what a miss. Yeah, we got a bunch of money back in the salary cap, but what does that matter? What does that matter if we're not good enough to attract those free agents to us? I think that this move made yesterday, sending Adam Thielen back to Minnesota, the grade is, wait and see. The grade is, if you are a Panthers fan, in Double D we trust, in Dan and Dave we trust. If they got it right, this move brings a major free agent in next year, and it gives you the opportunity to draft the guy that helps you out the most at a position of best available with that fourth round pick the year after. But if the offense sputters because Thielen is out there and baby boy doesn't have his guy to go to, this move will be looked at as not good. Not good. And we'll see how it plays out. We'll see how it plays out. All right, coming back up in the next hour of the show, back to the landscape of college football. We got a bunch of games on tap tonight. We'll talk about the rest of the games we haven't gotten to and what they mean to you as Gamecock fans, you as Clemson fans, you as college football fans. That's coming up here in the next hour of the show. College football from here till our conclusion. Right now, a national championship caliber sports flash.
The Atlanta Braves snagged another win over Miami yesterday, this time a 12-1 victory. Joey Wentz got the win, going 6.2 innings with only 4 hits and 1 run allowed with 5 strikeouts. Atlanta had 11 hits, including a leadoff home run from Jerickson Profar and shots from Matt Olson, Ozzie Albies, and Michael Harris II. Another game, another win, another Asia Wilson 30-point game. The former Gamecock dropped 34 in an 81-75 win over Atlanta, the Aces' 12th victory in a row, which moves the team to second place in WNBA. Wilson also had 9 boards and 4 blocks. Kansas City wide receiver Rashee Rice has accepted and will not appeal a 6-game suspension for violating the league's personal conduct policy and will serve the suspension to open the season. Rice was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years probation for his role in a multi-car accident.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.